Now, Israel has unveiled plans to build hundreds of new settler units in the occupied West Bank in its continued violation of international law. According to an Israeli NGO which monitors Tel Aviv settlement activities, 430 new settler units will be built in settlements across the West Bank, including Adam and Elkanah. The new plan comes despite widespread global condemnation of Israel's land grab policies. Under international law, settlement construction on the occupied Palestinian territories is illegal. Also, the U.S. had airstrikes, the U.S. talks between Israel and the Palestinian Authority have been stalled over this issue. Let's speak to Professor Hani Al-Bassous. He's with the Islamic University of Gaza, and he joins us on the line from the Gaza Strip. Professor Al-Bassous, many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, first of all, we have been talking about how the Palestinian Authority is planning to take Israel to the International Criminal Court over its crimes in the Gaza Strip. You would think that Israel would be more worried about carrying out more actions against international law.
No, I don't think that the Israeli side would be more worried about the ICC, because the United States and many states in the European community have been supporting the Israeli side. And even we talk about this issue, the ICC, the Israeli side is building more settlements and is planning to build more settlements across the West Bank in full defiance of the international law. I think the double standard policy adopted by the United States towards the Palestinian and the Israeli issue makes Benjamin Netanyahu and his own government to give more permissions to the settlers to build more settlements. And this is illegal, and this is against international law. And this would make any solution for the Palestinian case is more difficult. Despite this, the United States will protect the Israeli side using all kinds of mechanisms, especially the political and economic aspects, to protect the Israeli side. This is illegal. This is in defiance of ethics and international law. This is what we call a double standard policy. And this is why the Israeli side is going to build more settlements, do not care much about the ICC or the international law.
Indeed. Now, Mr. Professor Al-Bassous, also what we've been seeing ever since the war on the Gaza Strip last summer is an increase in tensions in the West Bank, in the occupied territories, even in East Jerusalem, Al-Quds. Do you think, as far as Israel continues to take away Palestinians' rights through land grabs, arrests, airstrikes and detentions, as well as wars, tensions will rise to the point where many are predicting another intifada?
Well, we're going to see more tension in the West Bank and in Jerusalem because the Israeli Jewish settlers, who are extremists, attacking the Palestinians in the West Bank and in the Al-Aqsa Mosque, that happened frequently. This would lead to more Palestinian confrontation with the Israeli side, and this would lead to more clashes. And I think this would be more intensified in the next few months, especially in this year, as the Israeli side will intensify building the settlements and attacking Palestinian people. In the meanwhile, more Palestinian youth and Palestinian activists would defend the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Palestinian cities in the West Bank, and this definitely would lead to more clashes and confrontation. I cannot tell now if we're going to see that a Palestinian intifada in the next few weeks or maybe the next few months, but this depends. It depends mainly on the action of the Palestinian Authority,
right?
Mainly because the Palestinian Authority is not giving the chance to the Palestinian factions to lead an intifada, but most likely things will take place at the end of this year, 2015, if we going to see more clashes and confrontation. This most likely would lead to an intifada, but this would take more time.
Okay, I'm going to have to stop you there, Professor Al-Bassous. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. That's Professor Hani Al-Bassous with the Islamic University of Gaza, joining us on the line from the Gaza Strip. Professor Al-Bassous, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.